Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Boss Lincoln, The Partisan Life of Abraham Lincoln, by Matthew Pinsker, is a political biography that re-examines Abraham Lincoln through the practices of party organization, coalition management, patronage, and electoral strategy. Rather than presenting Lincoln mainly as a moral prophet, homespun storyteller, or wartime statesman, the book emphasizes his long apprenticeship in practical politics, especially in Illinois Whig circles, and later in the rise of the Republican Party. Pinsker argues that Lincoln became effective not despite partisanship, but through disciplined use of it. The book, therefore, belongs to both Lincoln scholarship and the broader study of democratic leadership, showing how political machinery can shape historic outcomes. Its purpose is not to diminish the familiar Lincoln of eloquent speeches and national purpose, but to explain the organizational labor behind that public image. It asks readers to see the preservation of the Union and the destruction of slavery as achievements that depended on political skill as well as principle. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Lincoln is a disciplined party operator rather than a political accidental. Pinsker challenges the common impression that Lincoln arrived at the presidency as a relatively untested outsider, elevated by crisis and moral clarity alone. The book stresses that Lincoln had spent decades learning how parties worked, how voters were mobilized, and how local alliances became statewide and national power. This interpretation matters because it changes the meaning of Lincoln's rise in 1860. He was not simply the beneficiary of a divided opposition or a compelling anti-slavery message. He was also a practitioner who understood timing, convention dynamics, supporter cultivation, and the uses of reputation. By foregrounding this political labor, Pinsker makes Lincoln less mythic but more intelligible. The title concept of boss does not mean a corrupt machine figure in the narrow urban sense. It points to a leader who could coordinate people, reward loyalty, discipline factions, and keep a party useful. The result is a Lincoln whose greatness depended partly on skills often treated as secondary in presidential biography. Secondly, Illinois party building as the foundation of national leadership. A central contribution of the book is its attention to the long pre-presidential period, especially Lincoln's involvement in Whig politics and the transition to Republican organization. Pinsker treats Illinois not as a mere opening chapter before the famous national drama, but as the training ground where Lincoln learned the mechanics of democratic power. Electioneering, correspondence, list-making, candidate recruitment, legal networks, newspaper influence, and local leadership all mattered. This focus explains why Lincoln could remain politically significant even during years when he held no major office. His work as a lawyer and political connector kept him close to party networks and public opinion. The shift from Whig to Republican politics also required careful judgment. Since older loyalties, anti-slavery conviction, economic development goals, and voter prejudice did not align neatly, Pinsker shows that Lincoln understood parties as instruments that had to be built, repaired, and redirected. That insight helps explain how a regional figure became a plausible national nominee. Thirdly, patronage and coalition management as wartime tools of governance. Pinsker gives sustained attention to practices that many celebratory accounts of Lincoln tend to soften: appointments, favors, pressure, compromise, and factional balancing. In the Civil War presidency, these were not incidental details. They were part of the machinery through which Lincoln kept enough political support to fight the war, sustain armies, hold elections, and prevent the Union cause from fragmenting. Patronage was especially important because government offices created bonds of loyalty and influence in a period when party systems were still highly personal and local. Pinsker does not present such activity as simple cynicism. The argument is that effective leadership required Lincoln to translate broad national goals into practical coalitions. He had to manage radical Republicans, conservative Unionists, border state interests, military commanders, cabinet rivals, and local party operatives. The book, therefore, reframes presidential command as partly organizational rather than purely rhetorical or constitutional. Power was exercised through networks as much as through proclamations. Fourthly, partisanship as a flexible instrument for union and anti-slavery ends. One of the more provocative implications of the book is that partisanship need not be treated only as a narrow or degrading force. Pinsker portrays Lincoln as deeply partisan, but not as someone trapped by rigid ideology or mere party loyalty. Parties, in this interpretation, were flexible instruments for achieving public ends that could not be secured by private virtue alone. Lincoln's opposition to the expansion of slavery, commitment to economic development, and determination to preserve the Union all required organized political power. The book is especially useful because it separates moral purpose from political purity. Lincoln could pursue anti-slavery outcomes while making compromises, managing uneasy allies, and delaying certain measures until a coalition could bear them. This does not make his politics free of limits or contradictions, but it explains the practical setting in which historic decisions occurred. Pinsker thus offers a political account of moral change, durable reform required institutions, elections, party discipline, and the capacity to hold together imperfect supporters. Lastly, famous Lincoln text read through their political consequences, Pinsker reconsiders well-known Lincoln speeches and writings by asking not only what they expressed, but what they accomplished politically. This approach shifts attention from literary elevation to strategic effect. The Gettysburg Address, for example, can be admired as a compressed statement of national meaning, but the book invites readers to consider how such language also served wartime party needs, public morale, and democratic legitimacy. The same general method applies to Lincoln letters, public statements, and campaign arguments. They appear as interventions within networks of persuasion rather than isolated monuments of eloquence. This is one reason the book has attracted. Notice it does not deny Lincoln rhetorical power, but it resituates that power inside partisan struggle. The limitation of this lens is also clear. Some readers may think it risks underplaying the independent force of Lincoln language and moral imagination, yet the value of the interpretation lies in showing that even the most elevated political speech operates in a field of timing, audience, organization, and consequence. In conclusion, Boss Lincoln is best suited for readers who already know the broad outline of the Lincoln presidency and want a more political explanation of how his achievements became possible. It will interest students of the Civil War, party politics, presidential leadership, and democratic institutions, as well as general readers who want an alternative to heroic or purely moral biography. The intellectual benefit of the book is its insistence that organization matters. It shows how elections, patronage, party discipline, factional bargaining, and coalition maintenance-shaped events usually described through speeches, battles, and executive decisions. The practical benefit is a clearer understanding of political leadership as work done through imperfect institutions rather than above them. Compared with many Lincoln books, this one stands out by moving the center of attention away from personal character alone and toward the partisan systems that Lincoln mastered. It does not simply add another portrait of the 16th president, it revises the frame through which familiar episodes can be interpreted. Readers who admire Lincoln may find the emphasis on hardball politics unsettling, but that is also the source of the book value. Pinsker makes Lincoln more human, more strategic, and more recognizably political without reducing the scale of his accomplishments. If you would like to support Matthew Pinsker, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.